advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the second day of October 2018. If it sounds like I'm talking to you from the bottom of a hole or the bottom of a well, that's because my regular computer is in the shop for repair, and I'm having to use a makeshift computer. So I'm told that I sound like I'm talking to you from the bottom of a well. Hopefully you can understand me. We'll do the best we can, and we'll be back to normal next week, hopefully. Well, before I talk about today's show, I'd like to remind you each and every week that I am the host, that I am the author of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. And also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter. Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. Chen has done exceptionally well. And by the way, last week we had Chen on the show. He recommended a pharmaceutical stock at 80 cents. It traded as high as $1.80 yesterday. It's settled back, a lot of profit taking, down at around $1.35 as we were getting ready to go to press. But this is the kind of thing that Chen does. He looks at stocks now. A lot of times you can sit with Chen's stocks for a while and they go nowhere. But there are usually some drivers in place or he wouldn't be owning them. That was just one of his most recent successes, and he's still, I believe, very strongly bullish on this Ascati Pharma. Anyway, I'd like you to keep sending along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises. If you'd like to hear Chen on the show more often, let us know. We know that you like to hear Michael Oliver on this show a lot. He's with us again. He'll be talking to us in just a couple of minutes. And it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. And Michael has provided a lower price service for people who are interested specifically in gold and silver and gold and silver miners. And he'll be telling us more about that in a couple of minutes from now. I do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. For today's show, our sponsors are Genesis Metals Corp., Gold Mining Inc., Great Bear Resources, Novo Resources, Sandstorm Gold Corp., or Sandstorm Gold Limited, I should say, Triumph Gold, and Uranium Energy Corp. Today, the show is titled In Gold We Trust. Ronald Peter Stoffel visits us for the first time. Amir Adnani, and as I said, Michael Oliver will be with us as well. Few investment professionals know the details of the gold market better than fund manager Ronald Stoffel. Why has gold been in such a tepid market for such a period of time here, even as interest rates remain historically low in real terms, and as malinvestment by massive printing press money has led the world onto the verge of another economic and market catastrophe? And now that we are nearing an end of one of the longest bull markets in stocks in history, and even as the gold price remains in the doldrums, might now be an exceptional time to trade some of those overpriced shares for underpriced gold and gold shares? Well, those and many other questions we're going to pose to Ron Stoffel in the second half of today's show. Amir Adnani, the executive chairman and founder of Gold Money Inc., Gold Mining Inc., will talk of his company's strategy of picking up very valuable mineral properties in weak markets, and what he plans to do with those projects. He buys them, and he actually, an anomaly, Amir likes to see weak markets so he can pick up valuable assets for fire sale prices, and he's done that very effectively over the last number of years. The share price hasn't reflected anything of value. I think now may be a good time to hear his story, so we'll be talking to him right after our first commercial break. But right now we have Michael Oliver with us. I'm going to find out what he thinks about today's gold market, which has been strong. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Good to have you, as always. Before we talk about today's gold price, which, of course, has made some of us gold bulls a bit more pleasant to live with, you have this new service that's very reasonably priced. I think is it $199 for a year, if I've got that right?
$299.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to give away the store, huh? Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, $299 compared to your other service, which is made for high net worth people and fund managers and the like, is a very affordable price. And tell us about it. What are you doing? And I understand
it's narrowly focused on my true love. And I got into the business as a futures broker in the gold markets back in 1975 when it first became legal. In fact, I worked as an apprentice under David Johnston, who was chairman of the COMEX back when gold was legalized. And he was a chairman also during the Bunker Hunt crisis, the silver market. Remember that? So it was an interesting time. And under our general market report that's been around since 1992, we cover all four asset categories, debt, equities, Forex, and commodities. And so we don't emphasize gold. It's just there all the time, along with the dollar or grains and so forth and so on in the stock market. Now, in this gold report, it's narrowed down to gold, silver, and the miners. So we're very narrowly focused. So we include other precious metals, like we did a recent report on platinum. But basically, we're very narrow focused. Not all commodities, just the precious metals area. It's strictly technical. There are many, many fundamental gold reports out there, many of which offer good thoughts, advice, and so forth. But we focus only on trend timing, long-term, intermediate, and so forth. So, you know, there's trends within trends. So we're focused on these movements. We put out a recent report that will also be an ongoing part of the product, and that is an analysis of the stocks, the gold mining, silver mining stocks, within the GDX, within the junior miners, and so forth. So there are lots of symbols there. And there are very few of them that have gone up in the last year or so. Very few have gone up contrary to the trend of the GDX, for example. And most of them have gone down with the GDX. We think we're at a point now where there's a major secondary low being made in the GDX and in gold, and that we're headed back up. And we think it's a good time to have issued this new product. We did it 2 weeks ago. But we just came out with a report last night on, we went through the GDX, which contains scores of larger miners. And we picked and sifted based on various technical factors, long-term momentum trend turn signals, intermediate trend turn signals, again, based on momentum structure of those particular symbols. And we also looked at their relative performance, meaning the spread charts in relation of that symbol in relation to the GDX. Because there's, you know, just like in any sector, there are stocks that perform better than the sector, there are stocks that underperform the sector. And after all that information, we came up with six symbols that we think in this turn, which is, we think, in process, not yet fully triggered, we came out with six names of stocks within the GDX that we think are probably the better ones to pick on right now in terms of capturing the turn. Quite often when a market turns or an index turns, that first surge off the low is pretty good because it ambushes a lot of folks who've been bearish for a long time. And also quite often there's not much technical resistance for a while once you turn because you've gone down so far. And so we want to pick the ones that look like they have the best percentage squeeze effect once that turn occurs. You know, some of them will turn slowly, some of them will come out of there like little, you know, bottle rockets. And some of them are big names, some of them aren't so big. I mean, I was a little surprised we ended up with Barrick Gold, you know. I mean, it's the, you know, the big, big name now, especially merging with Rand Gold. But it actually ended up being one of our picks. And a couple silver ones, Hecla. I like Hecla. Yeah. I know it's been somewhat overlooked. Newcrest. I won't name them all, but you get a full page on each of the stocks with a quarterly momentum and then with a monthly momentum, and then we specify numbers and say, okay, it's turning here if it hits this number.
Excellent.
So it's very specific.
But, yeah, that's, That's really great.
Anyway, that's what we want to do. We want to provide something that's totally technical, very narrowly focused, and can be afforded by most investors.
And actionable, actually. So
Yes. Not just broad concepts. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Well, I really look forward to using this report for my own trading. And although probably a lot of the GDX stocks are ones that I'm not as involved with because of what I do, but nonetheless, it's those guys usually go first, and the juniors follow.
So we'll have the juniors are coming up later in the week, and that's a bigger list.
Okay. So you do provide some ideas on the junior sector, the junior gold miners too.
Yeah, we'll go through those symbols as well, and using the same methods, and try to call out the ones that look like the ripest for the quickest. You know.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, Michael, what do you make of today's move in gold? I saw it was up as much as $17
on the cash market. Quite well. GDX doing quite well, and the dollar up. You know, the dollar's been up pretty good the last few days. Gold and silver. So, and GDX been up pretty good. So, you know, take that correlation and put it in your back pocket. Anyway,
it's not always.
I think those correlations they're interesting. Sometimes they're valid. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't work. Focus on what's going on. What's really going on that I'm excited by is the Bloomberg Commodity Index is really ripping on the upside, and it is not just oil. It's natural gas as well. It's the metals. It's the grains. It's other food commodities. It's a very broad commodity upsurge. You've taken the Bloomberg from a price of 82 up to about 87 in about a week and a half. That's a pretty big move, and nobody's noticing it. But it is broadly caused. It is not simply a function of crude oil. That's a little different than the last few years for that commodity basket, because it usually was narrow. Now it's pretty broad.
Now it's, maybe finally that it's the time for the commodities. And
Yes.
It's interesting that they're going up, the commodities, precious metals going up on a day when the dollar is also stronger, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's a, you know, but again, this is where your work is so valuable, is that you're providing ongoing assistance in understanding the structure and the momentum of these different markets. And I'm telling my listeners, the best technical analysis that I've ever used for my purposes, and it may not be the best for everybody, but for me and my purposes, I want to thank you so much, Michael. Any one last thought perhaps today?
Let me think. Stock market, yeah. That S&P opened the month at the Bombay door on our monthly momentum oscillators. This is something it has not done since the recovery began in March, April. It turned up, and every time we could define a number that would break it back down, the intermediate trend, the monthly momentum trend, it would avoid it. This month, we closed last month at 29.1398. You could not close a day this month, in my opinion, at 29.15 or lower. So what did they do the first hour of the new month? They gapped up 10, 12 points to get back above that number. So I would keep watching. If that S&P closes the day out at 29.15 or lower, it may not look like much on a price chart, but we think it's a major fracture and could open up the downside, maybe perhaps even something like February.
Okay, 29.15 or 29.16, yeah, I guess.
29.15, you close a day out there any day this month, and I would judge that index to be negative intermediate trend. And the problem is that the long-term trend structures that it could break are only 5 or so percent below that level.
Wow.
So if the intermediate gets rolling, it's like knocking one domino over. Is it close enough to hit the next one? It could be.
Right. Well, it is what it is. Not cheering for that by any means, but nonetheless, thank you for bringing the realities of the market to our attention, Michael, and we're so glad that you could be with us, and we'll hope to do it again next week.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, folks. Well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because I'm going to be back with Amir Adnani of Gold Mining, Inc. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdes Reward Project. In addition, Novo has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.